Title: Jungle Voltage Approach. A VHS rave stab clean in Ableton Lev 12. Intro: This is an advanced drum and bass lesson showing the Jungle Voltage Approach. How to design a short, punchy VHS rave stab in Ableton Live 12 and make it sit tightly with your drums. You'll build a two-layer stab, a wavy-able synth for the transient punch and a sampled VHS texture. Then process, gate, and map it so it functions as a rhythmic accent, not a noisy swarm. For timing examples, I'll assume 170 BPM. What you will build a two-layer stab patch using Ableton stock devices, wavy-able plus simpler or sampler. A subtle VHS processing chain that adds mechanical flutter and lo-fi grit without killing transients. Drum synced gating or side chain and transient shaping so the stab accents kicks and snares. A routable instrument rack you can drop into a drum rack or use as a dedicated MIDI channel. Step 1. Prepare your session. Set your project tempo in the jungle slash DNB range. I'm using 170 BPM. Create a MIDI track called Stab Wavy-able and an audio or simpler track called Stab Sample for the texture layer. Have your drum rack or break group playing so we can route sidechain or gate triggers from it. Step 2. Build the core rave stab and wavy-able. Insert wavy-able on stab wavy-able. Oscillators. Osc 1. Saw or square with PWM. Set unison to 4/8 voices and attune around 8/15% for width. Osc 2. Choose a slightly phase misaligned wavy-able, for example basic shapes square, an octave up or detuned minus 7 semitones. Pull its level to about 30%. Filter. Use MG Low 24 or MS 2BP for a sharp tone. Set cutoff around 1.2 to 1.8 kHz so the low end stays clear for the drums. Drive 0 to 2 dB. Envelopes. Amp envelope. Attack 0 ms. Decay 120 to 120 ms. Sustain 0. Release 40 to 80 ms for a short, punchy stab. Filter envelope. Amount 35-60%. Decay 120 to 120 ms for that classic pluck sweep. Pitch envelope. Add a quick pitch drop to give voltage character. Assign an envelope to pitch and set amount between minus 12 and minus 24 semitones with short decay of 40-120 ms. Extras. Use unison detune and slight oscillator phase randomness for width. Map filter cutoff. Filter env amount and pitch env amount to macros for fast automation. Step 3. Create the VHS texture layer in Simpler. Create a short one shot. A saw or super saw chord hit. Export it or use a sample. Load that hit into Simpler in classic slash one-shot style on stab sample. Simpler settings. Tight start and end. Warp off. Attack 0 ms. Decay 120-220 ms. Sustain 0. Release 50-80 ms to match the wavy-able. Add a subtle LFO to pitch. Rate around 0.71 hz. Amount tiny. 0.1 to 0.5 semitones. With sync off for natural flutter. Step 4. VHS processing chain order matters on the Simpler slash audio channel. Use this FX order, EQ8, HB at 6080 hz to protect the sub, small dip at 300-400 hz to reduce boxiness, vinyl distortion, dry very low, around 1/3, and small wear slash warp to add mechanical flutter. Redux, subtle bit reduction, bit depth around 12-16 bits and only light sample rate reduction, grain delay, wet very low, feedback 0. Tiny and sync times or small pitch detune for wow slash flutter realism. Utility. Trim gain and narrow the width a touch or mono below tilde 200 hz. On the wavy-able channel, use EQ8 HP at 4060 hz. Subtle saturator soft sign slash analog clip drive around 1-2 dB. Blue compressor with fast attack 0.11 ms. Medium release and gentle ratio around 2:1 to glue the transient to the drums. Step 5. Layer balancing and transient clarity. Make wavy-able the primary transient element, slightly louder by 1-3 dB. Keep the Simpler VHS layer lower, around minus 3 to minus 6 dB, so the texture is felt behind the transient. Use drum bus on the combined stab bus for transient shaping. Transient plus 4 to plus 8 to emphasize attack. Distortion 0.5% if you want tiny edge. Add an EQ after drum bus to tame the low end. A gentle low shelf cut below 120 hz if it clashes with kick. Step 6. Make the stab a drum-friendly cell. Drag both processed chains or a bounced one shot into drum rack pads if you want pad playback. Program MIDI in 1/16 to 1/8 lengths. Jungle Voltage typically places stabs on off beats and fills. Try putting stabs on the 2.2 and 3.4/16 positions, right after snare hits. For rhythmic gating, Use Ableton's gate on the combined stab return and side chain it to your drum bus or snare send. Set threshold so the gate opens only on snare peaks. This locks stabs to drum energy. Alternatively, use a sidechain compressor with a fast release to duck and pump the stab around kicks. Step 7. Timing and groove. Slightly nudge the stab MIDI 10-25 mm later or use groove pool so the stab sits behind snares and finds pocket. Keep it tight. Don't overhumanize. Apply tiny pitch or drag automation on repeated hits for tape wobble, but keep decay consistent. Step 8. Automation for movement. Automate the filter cutoff macro for openness on drops. Automate pitch envelope mount for bigger voltage hops on accents. Use short, early reflections on hybrid reverb when needed. Pre-delay 10-30 mm, decay 0.4-0.8 mm, and keep sends short to protect clarity. Step 9. Final mix in context. Route the stab bus through drum bus on the drum group for shared glue. Small drive and compression will help cohesion. Check the stab in mono with utility to ensure low-mid compatibility. Adjust HP filters or phase if the stab collapses in mono. Common mistakes to avoid: don't overdo redux or vinyl distortion. Too much smears transients and will fight your drums. Avoid low frequency buildup. HP the stab between about 60 and 120 Hz. Don't use too long a release. Tails longer than 300 mm will mask following hits. Watch stereo width and unison to tune. Extreme width can create holes in the mix. Set gate / sidechain parameters carefully. Wrong threshold or release will make the gate misalign. Pro tips: build an instrument rack and map macros, cutoff, VHS blend, pitch drop, transient boost. Label them for quick performance control. Make a parallel clean copy of the stab without VHS effects at -6 to -10 dB to preserve transient integrity, while the VHS layer provides character. Save the rack as a preset. Freeze, resample, or export a processed one-shot to save CPU while retaining the character. Automate a brief deep pitch sweep every 4 or 8 bars as an arrangement spice, then return to tight settings. Mini practice exercise: 1 set tempo to 170 BPM. Create a basic 2-bar loop, kick on 1, snares on 2 and 4, plus a chopped break. 2. Build the wave-eatable stab and create the simpler VHS layer with the effects chain described. 3. Play stabs in a drum rack and program accents just after each snare. Nudge on a 1/16 grid by 1-2 ticks. 4. Route the snare to gate side chain on the stab bus. Tune gate so the stab only opens on snares. Typical starting gate settings: attack 0-1 mm, hold 10-30 mm. Release 60-180 mm. 5. Mix until the stab is audible and punchy but the break still reads clearly. Bounce 8 bars and check on headphones and small speakers. Recap: you've designed a 2-layer jungle voltage stab, a punchy wave-eatable transient and a subtle simpler VHS texture, then applied careful processing, gating, and automation so the stab accents your drums without muddying the mix. Use HP filtering, conservative redux and vinyl settings, parallel clean signal and mapped macros to keep the stab energetic but spectrally clean. Restraint is the point. Small doses of grit have the most impact. Final mindset: treat the stab as a voltage spike. Precise, short, and rhythmic. Preserve the attack, add texture behind it, automate for interest, and freeze or resample when you're happy so you can iterate without CPU constraints.